97. The convoy of Heritage Series Land Rovers making their way through Africa are encountering changing landscapes and modes of transport in every country they travel through. The Chartwell to Chartwell mission set off on a 20-country voyage last month. And even though it's still early days, it's already been a one-of-a-kind experience. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Over the past month, the C2C mission has found Malawi saturated with bicycles. Motorbikes were the main mode of transport in both Tanzania and Uganda. Further up north, there have been many horses, donkeys, and camels. One of the organizers, Mark McClue, says they even had a Landy gearbox delivered by motorbike.
We had the pleasure and the success of a gearbox being brought to us on the back of a motorbike driven for 6 hours, 300 kilometers.
Now that they're in Ethiopia, it's wall-to-wall tuk-tuks.
They're actually pretty good, eh? They stick to the rules of the road. But they're pretty organized.
Another one of the C2C members, Rick Curry, was quite at home among the oxen when his Landy had an obvious setback and needed to be towed.
Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the Land Rover. All we're doing is we're saving fuel. And it's a very efficient way of doing it. The only problem is that it's very slow. So no fuel consumption whatsoever.
When do you think you're going to get to London, this lot?
I reckon around about towards the end of 2024, I think, yeah.
The team is moving through three continents on a journey to take Winston, a 1985 Series 3 Landy, back to the UK, where he came from. They're also trying to raise money for youth empowerment, wherever they pull up a handbrake. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.